And it came to pass in the decade of the 1970s that the plagues appeared. Plagues of environmental disasters created by human activity. Aerosol sprays were destroying the ozone. Air pollution was altering the atmosphere. The Great Lakes were declared dead. Every single day, another species of life became extinct. Deserts were expanding and topsoil disappearing. There were love canals and oil spills. And by the end of the decade, there was enough evidence to conclude that human science and technology, in the name of progress and economic growth, were threatening to destroy the life of the planet itself.
There were uncontrolled bursts of radiation spewing from the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant for a 2.5-hour period this morning. Governor Dick Thornburg had been considering evacuating the 950,000 people who live in the four-county area surrounding the power plant. But according to his press secretary, Dave Critchlow, the governor has taken this action.
We are advising the people on the basis of information and on the basis of a recommendation from the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that they simply ought to stay indoors as a precautionary measure, you know, until they hear further word from us. It's that simple.
We're safe!
Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold.
Nuclear Regulatory Commission officials here don't like to use the term meltdown, but
there is a risk of further damage to the fuel, which could include some melt of some fuel in the core.
Things fall apart. The center cannot hold.
No more nukes! 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 No more nukes!
I've directed the establishment of an independent presidential commission of experts to investigate the causes of this accident and to make recommendations on how we can improve the safety of nuclear power plants.
We're safe!
But if we look back at those golden years, we recall that even then, voices had been raised warning that inflation, like radioactivity, was cumulative and that once started, it could get out of control. But if we look back at those golden years, we recall that even then, voices had been raised warning that radioactivity was cumulative and that once started, it could get out of control.
Yes, yes. And the physicists have recently discovered the laws of indeterminacy. And I myself, I don't know what I'm doing. Do you?
No power on earth is stronger than the United States of America today. And none will be stronger than the United States of America in the future.
Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity.
And it came to pass in the 1970s that the Cold War got colder and the Third World War continued to be fought in the Third World. Meanwhile, throughout the decade, the United States and the Soviet Union continued to talk salt talk. The salt talks were technical discussions about how many times over the world could be destroyed and by what kind of weapons. Here is salt negotiator Henry Kissinger talking the kind of talk they talked at the SALT talks.
To reach 950 SLBMs on Y-class submarines will require the Soviets to retire H-class launchers. They will also have to retire SS-7s and 8 ICBMs. They cannot build launchers on Y-class boats to replace launchers on G-class boats unless the launchers on such boats have been deployed with modern SLBMs. Any modern SLBM operationally deployed on G-class will be counted within the 950 ceiling and above the 740 baseline must be accompanied by corresponding destruction or dismantling of SS-7s and 8s or older nuclear-powered submarines.
Now I ask you, with all of those missiles and those anti-missile missiles and those anti-missile missiles, how will each missile know which missile it's to give its dismissal to? Unless each missile has a distinct missile whistle to.
The United States and the Soviet Union are the only two countries that have the capability of a general nuclear war, and therefore the only countries that can end civilized lives as we know it.
Our deterrence is overwhelming, and I will sign no agreement unless our deterrent force will remain overwhelming.
I believe that my duty as president requires that I recommend increases in defense spending over the coming years.
And now, folks, here's a snappy little mantra, direct from India, that will really blow your mind. Oh, 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 hum, hum, hum. You better watch out, because we've got the bomb.
And we are blessed in this, that we happen to know the answer. Yes, in this immense confusion, one thing alone is clear. We are waiting for Godot to come.
I've never had more faith in America than I do today. We have an America that, in Bob Dylan's phrase, is busy being born, not busy dying.
Our preachers preach of evil fates. Teachers teach that knowledge waits, can lead to $100 plates. Goodness hides behind its gates, but even the president of the United States sometimes must have to stand naked.
Just a few moments ago, on Air Force One, before we landed at Warner Robins, I had received word officially for the first time that the aircraft carrying the 52 American hostages had cleared Iranian airspace on the first leg of a journey home, and that every one of the 52 hostages was alive, was well, and free.
Plays wasted words, boots to warn that he not busy being born, is busy dying.
I was a simple, honest, hard-working citizen with a job, a family I was proud of, and a wife who respected me. Well, you can all go to blazes.
See, when you started in this business back in that golden era, they had a thing called the B unit. And I became the hero of the Bs for a while at Warner Brothers.
Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look.
I was like an Errol Flynn in a low-budget sort of way.
The people are watching and waiting. They don't demand miracles. They do expect us to act. Let us act together. Thank you. Should have arranged to quit right there. I believe that my duty as president requires that I recommend increases in defense spending over the coming years.